Riddle from Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. This is an audio version of a book review that I have written. The book under review is by Jeffrey Smith, titled The Rich Man and Lazarus, subtitled The Plain Truth About Life After Death. It was published by Evangelical Press in 2019, and the book is 110 pages in length. This review appeared in the Puritan Reformed Journal, Volume 12, Number 2, in July of 2020, and it's found on pages 244 to 245. Here now is the review. Jeffrey Smith is pastor of Emmanuel Reformed Baptist Church in Coconut Creek, Florida. This brief book is adapted from a series of sermons preached by Pastor Smith on Christ's famed account of the rich man and Lazarus in Luke 16. It consists of five brief chapters, each written in simple but thoughtful prose. In the introduction, Smith begins by addressing the age-old question as to whether this account should be taken as actual history or simply as a parable. He sides with the account as being historical, while at the same time noting that it is brimming with figurative lessons, ready to be spiritually applied. The author then patiently provides a faithful exposition of the text with a keen concern for practical pastoral application. Along the way, with perhaps deceptive simplicity, Smith addresses key theological concerns, especially related to personal eschatology. This includes an unapologetic affirmation of the Scripture's teaching on the reality of hell and eternal punishment for those who reject Christ. See especially chapter 4, titled No Escape from Hell. While offering a winsome plea for the reader to avoid that outcome by turning in faith to Christ. The book might well serve several useful purposes. First, it might be used evangelistically if shared with an unbeliever who is coming to grips with man's mortality or who has questions about the Bible's teaching on life after death. Second, it might be used in discipleship with those who are professed believers. The reading of edifying Christian literature is a spiritual discipline. The Lord often awakens in new believers in particular a desire to read and study not only the Bible, but also profitable, uninspired works. Third, it might be used as a pastoral and homiletical resource by elders and others engaged in the ministry of preaching and teaching, and especially for those preparing to preach on Luke 16, verses 19 through 31. Smith gives us a model of an effective, plain style of communication that was so prized by the godly men of old. The book is also an example of the profit that comes not from preaching just one sermon on a text and then rushing on to the next in the series, but of resting on one passage over several sermons and thus engaging in a sustained meditation on its inspired content. For these reasons, this book is heartily commended for devotional reading and study. Here ends the review, Jeffrey T. Riddle. To receive other reviews like this one, Word Magazine podcasts, and sermons, you can subscribe to Christ Reformed Baptist Church's sermonaudio.com feed on iTunes by searching for Christ Reformed Baptist Church. And for a video version, you can subscribe to the Word Magazine channel on YouTube.com. You can also find other book reviews and book notes on my blog, jeffriddle.net.